With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli Defense Forces forayed into Gaza overnight on early raids, localized raids, after airstrikes pounded the area for days. A massive military buildup near the border could mean a ground assault might be imminent. The UN Security Council hadn't found a collective voice on the war between Israel and Gaza after meeting behind closed doors yesterday for a second time in 5 days. The BBC's Nada Tawfik reports on Russia's proposal for a ceasefire.
Before the meeting began, Russia circulated a draft resolution to Security Council members. The document called for a humanitarian ceasefire, the secure release of all hostages, the distribution of aid, and the safe evacuation of civilians in need. The resolution also strongly condemned violence against civilians and acts of terrorism. The Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said Moscow was convinced that the Security Council must act to put an end to the bloodshed and to restart peace negotiations with a view to establishing a Palestinian state.
Also at SRNnews.com, Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan was nominated by his Republican colleagues to be the next House Speaker. Now he has to wrap up enough support to withstand a floor vote. A trial of former President Trump's in New York, an executive from the Trump Organization testifies about a proposal which circulated among board members but was not acted upon.
Trump Organization Assistant Vice President Patrick Burney testified corporate deputies considered adding the presidential premium when calculating the value of his Trump Tower penthouse, Mar-a-Lago Resort, and other assets during his White House years. The gambit would have padded Trump's net worth by nearly $145 million. Burney says the idea ended up being scrapped.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. This is SRN News. Bible reading is up for some.
The key finding is that people who watch church online are more likely to read the scriptures than those who attend in person. According to the American Bible Society study, 74% of online church viewers read the word at least once a week, against just 32% of those who are in the pews each Sunday. Overall, only 9% of U.S. adults read the Bible daily. 38% only use it when they're at church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in central Japan ruled it's unconstitutional to require a transgender person to undergo a sex change operation before they can change their birth certificate. The Japanese court stated a growing social acceptance of gender and gender diversity makes the surgery requirement, in their words, outdated and goes counter to a global effort toward creating a more inclusive society. The Japanese government continues to observe a traditional view of gender. This is SRN News. The Actors Guild president is disappointed Hollywood studios abruptly broke off talks this week.
Fran Drescher says she doesn't understand why negotiations collapsed, but that these bargaining tactics will not weaken the Actors Guild's resolve. The studios announced Wednesday that they had suspended contract negotiations, saying the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it. Despite an offer they said was as good as the one that recently ended the writers' strike. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft completed its purchase of video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion, closing one of the most expensive tech acquisitions in history that could have repercussions across the video game industry. Notice of the deal went through came 7 hours after Microsoft got final approval from Britain's competition watchdog, which reversed its earlier decision to block the gaming deal. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.